any time. My mother ignored Jelly Bean. He said, Dorothy, you hear me talking to you? She said, go on somewhere else, Jelly. Can't you see I'm with my baby? Jelly Bean then made the biggest mistake of his life. He pulled the car over to where Mama and I stood, reached out of the window, grabbed Mama's right arm, and said, you gonna talk to me right now, Dorothy. I was still holding her left hand tightly, aware of the time bomb that was about to explode. What I can tell you now is that it was all over in 5 seconds. It ended with Jelly Bean speeding away and a trail of blood that led to the corner where the station wagon had taken a sharp right and disappeared. And as small as Kinlock was, we never saw Jelly Bean again. And y'all wanna wonder where I get it from. 1. Blackish to greenish. After 2 weeks of intensely working out, I had not lost 1 fucking pound. Yet, ready or not, there I was, my first day on the set of Blackish. The show is what every actor dreams of. A primetime hit on national network. My first scene was with Morpheus from The Matrix. Of course, I mean Lawrence Fishburne, the brilliant actor who plays my ex-husband, Pops. I was about to deliver my initial line. Now, one would think that this moment would be fun, easy, even fabulous. I mean, after all, I'd been doing television for what seemed like 100 years, from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Murphy Brown, from In Living Color to Friends, and on and on. But 10 years had passed since I worked consistently on the small screen. Once again, the gods of television had summoned me back. Back to bring the Jennifer Lewis magic. Back to deliver the take-no-prisoners attitude and deep, rich tone that made mine one of the most recognizable voices in Hollywood. But I'll be damned if now, at the moment of truth, I could remember 1 line of the script I had studied. After 259 episodic television shows, 63 movies, and 4 Broadway shows, the great Jennifer Lewis could not remember 1 fucking line. I was a nervous wreck. No one on the Blackish set besides me knew it, though. I asked for a moment and grabbed my script. As I sat down and put on my glasses, I knew I would be forgiven for the pause. After all, I was new to the set, and the rest of the cast had already shot several episodes together. Come on, Jenny. Come on, baby. You can do this. I was not about to disappoint all these people, the cast and crew, the writers, the producers, and ABC Disney, who had hired me without a single audition. To better focus, I took 3 deep breaths and finally got the lines in my head, then whispered, come on, Jenny, come on, baby, get up, get your ass up and deliver. In the days before, like a fool, I had read the Facebook comments about the announcement that I would be on Blackish. Oh, shit, here comes Jennifer Lewis. Hey, she my play auntie, y'all. That's right. They got the mother of Black Hollywood. Oh, my God, she's fabulous. She's this, she's that. Now I felt like I had to live up to all that love. I couldn't let it shake me. I had to shut down all the internal noise and get in the moment of my character. Ruby Johnson. Come on, pull yourself together, Miss Bachelor's degree in theater arts. I'd studied Stanislavski, Feldenkrais, and with the great Uta Hagen, no less. Where did Ruby come from, and what is her objective in this scene? I had been working on Ruby. I wanted her to be a whole person, warm, grounded, smart, quirky, and very, very funny. A woman who loves her son, perhaps a bit too much, never cuts her daughter-in-law any slack, and who loves her grandbabies above all else. And of course, Ruby had to be fabulous. So again, like another fool, I'd said yes to the 4-inch pumps, completely forgetting.